All right, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill amidst the chaos. I'm Jake Carter, and let's be real. Life can feel like a relentless obstacle course sometimes, right? You get knocked down, you dust yourself off, and then, bam, another hurdle comes flying your way. But here's the thing. Those challenges, those curveballs, they're not meant to break us. They're actually opportunities to build something incredible, resilience. And that, my friends, is what we're diving into today. Because, let's face it, in this crazy world, a little bit of bounce-back power goes a long way. Think about the times you faced adversity, maybe lost a job, dealt with a relationship setback, or even just had one of those days where everything felt like it was going wrong. Ever feel like you were stuck in quicksand, unable to move forward? I get it. We all have those moments. But what separates the people who crumble under pressure from those who come out stronger on the other side? It's resilience, pure and simple. So, how do we cultivate this superpower within ourselves? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that'll not only help you survive, but actually thrive in the face of adversity. Number 1. Embrace the suck. Now, before you throw your headphones at me, hear me out. Sometimes, life just throws lemons at you. But instead of whining and wishing for oranges, learn to make lemonade, even if it's a bit tart. Accepting that tough times are part of the journey allows you to focus on what you can control, your response. Remember, complaining doesn't solve anything, action does. Number 2. Shift your perspective. Think about it this way. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth. Like those super cool bonsai trees, they're shaped by the pruning and care they receive. The same goes for us. When you face a setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I do differently next time? A positive mindset isn't about ignoring the bad. It's about choosing to see the potential for good in every situation. Number 3. Build a support system. No one's an island, folks. We need our tribe, those people who lift us up, offer a listening ear, and remind us we're not alone when times get tough. Talk it out with friends, family, or even join a community of like-minded individuals. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide invaluable support. Number 4. Practice self-care. Seriously, this isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, meditating, or simply reading a good book, prioritize your well-being because you deserve it. And finally, number 5, celebrate small victories. Resilience isn't about conquering every obstacle in one giant leap. It's about celebrating those small wins along the way. Did you get out of bed when you didn't feel like it? That's a win. Did you finish that project despite feeling overwhelmed? Boom, another victory. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling classes, part-time work, and family obligations. She's constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed, questioning if she can handle it all. One day, her laptop crashes, wiping out a week's worth of work. You know that sinking feeling, right? But instead of spiraling into despair, Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers these tips, and starts tackling the situation one step at a time. She reaches out to a classmate for support, takes a break to go for a walk, and eventually gets her work back on track. Even though it was tough, she persevered. That's resilience in action. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Embrace the suck. Shift your perspective. Build a support system. Practice self-care and celebrate those small victories. Because life is going to throw you curveballs, that's a given. But with a little bit of resilience, you can turn those curveballs into home runs. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of inspiration today. And if you have any stories about overcoming challenges and building your resilience, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this. Tap out of that overstimulation and tap into your inner strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.